Do you have a loved one that might need a little extra care? Check out Regency on the Lake. Located in Fort Gratiot, Regency on the Lake offers the latest healthcare services with rehab, respite, and long-term care. 810-385-7260.
8:40 on this Tuesday morning. I reminded you a few minutes ago, Mother's Day is coming up on Sunday. Our next guest has written a really nice children's book called Mama Says I'm Fine. She is best-selling author Brittany Cooper. She's on the line with us right now. Brittany, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
I love the use of the word fine, because we are always trying to pump up our kids by saying they're the best, you're wonderful, you're fantastic. You say in this book, Mama Says I'm Fine. Tell us a little bit about how this book mirrors your experience as a child.
Yes. So, you know, sometimes we think that we have to give our kids the most, you know, over the top praise in order for them to be confident. But sometimes I would come home, I got bullied a lot as a kid, and my mom was very encouraging and supportive, and she would say, you're fine. And by that, she meant there is nothing wrong with you. I'm also Southern, and so sometimes there's a way that Southern folks will say, like, such and such has a very fine home or a very fine car. And there was a way that my mother would also say, you know, you're doing a very fine job at school, or, you know, or with your extracurricular activities. So it's a small word, and it's not super over the top, but I could always feel my chest puff out or my spirit settle a bit when my mom said I was fine and that there was nothing wrong and that I was okay. And I thought it was important to, you know, take some of the pressure off parents and kids to be over the top all the time and just say it's okay if we just give each other little everyday affirmations that who we are is just fine.
Mm. Yeah. What influence did your mother have over you, you know, becoming a feminist? I mean, was she a feminist? Did she raise you in that way? And how do you use this book to showcase your feminist sensibility?
Yeah, look, I come from a generation of Southern Black women who absolutely did not call themselves feminists, but it was that thing as a kid where I was just used to women doing all of the leadership, making sure we got to school, making sure that everything got handled, making sure bills got paid. My mom was a single mom. So I didn't necessarily grow up understanding that there was some other system of male domination out in the world. And I said, well, what men, you know, run my life in a certain kind of way? So I would say that my mother was my my model for what being an independent, powerful, self-assured woman was, what it meant to be a feminist, even though she didn't use that terminology. And that informed my own thinking when I became an academic and got to learn about these histories of women's movements and women fighting for their rights to own property, to vote, to have a say in their lives and in the world, and to have choices about what it means to build families on their own terms. I grew up in a world where that is what women did, and it did not occur to me that it should not be that way. So my mom was my primary influence on my own sense of confidence in the world. And then, you know, going to college and going to grad school, those things just refined the language that I had to talk about it.
Why was it important for you to reach this young demographic in writing a children's book?
One of the things that I care a lot about as the first person in my family to graduate from college is never getting so caught up in all the academic, you know, jargon speak and, you know, all of that, that you can't just have a regular conversation about things that matter. And I want to be able to talk to folks in all parts of life. And in particular, I want to be able to talk to children. I was a voracious reader as a kid. You know, this was the way that I escaped. And I was often bored in my small town. There wasn't a lot going on. And so I got to experience other worlds that way. And so this just felt like the right thing to do is to, you know, and the thing that I've always wanted to do, which is to write the kinds of books that I wanted to have to read as a kid that were beautiful and fun, and that when I opened them, I saw characters that looked like me or like kids that I knew or kids that I know. And so that's been the joy and the gift of being able to write for children.
We're talking with Brittany Cooper. Her children's book is Mama Says I'm Fine. She writes the words. Tamisha Anthony draws the pictures. She's the illustrator. How did you come to find her? Did she come to find you? How did that collaboration work?
Yes, Tamisha Anthony has done these illustrations beautifully. I mean, they are just stunning. Our press Scholastic brought us together, and then Tamisha and I were able to collaborate. I was able to give her some pictures of my mom and I together, and I just think she captured, my story so beautifully, and I'm deeply grateful to her.
What are you hoping that young readers will take away from this book?
I hope they will take away its simple message. You're fine. You're okay. You're doing great. Just keep going. Don't let anything stop you. And also, listen to your mother.
Great messages indeed. Brittany, thanks so much for your time, Sport. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Paul.
Bye-bye.